NPR's Scott Horsley is also in Wisconsin, and he joins us now. Scott, I understand Senator Obama will be back in Wisconsin tonight for one last rally before the primary tomorrow. He was planning to campaign there yesterday, but I understand the weather gave him other ideas.
That's right. Both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton had to juggle their schedules yesterday when a winter storm passed through the Midwest. Obama took the opportunity to sneak down to North Carolina without his usual entourage of reporters for a private meeting with John Edwards. Both Obama and Clinton have been talking with the former senator and his wife, Elizabeth, who have yet to endorse either of the remaining candidates. Obama said afterwards that he and Edwards had talked about how they can move the Democratic Party in a direction that focuses on middle-class issues and relieving poverty.
Now, that seems to have been very much the focus over this last week in Wisconsin from both candidates.
Definitely. Both Obama and Clinton have been talking a lot about the economy. About 4 in 10 Democrats here in Wisconsin call that their number one issue. Clinton and Obama have been sounding very populist themes here, reaching out to working class voters. That's partly a response to John Edwards' withdrawal as they try to win his backing and the backing of his former supporters. It's also a recognition of the demographics here in Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton, as we just heard, had a town hall meeting near Green Bay where she focused on pocketbook issues, and she released this blueprint that summarizes her ideas for preventing home foreclosures, creating good jobs, providing health care. She's titled that booklet Solutions for America.
Now, Senator Clinton has been talking quite a bit about solutions, saying she's all about solutions, not just speeches. It sounds like that's a not-so-subtle dig at Senator Obama's inspiring rhetoric, and she's using some of Obama's own words against him now.
His own words and others, that's right. For some time now, Clinton has been suggesting that Obama is more talk than action. And on Saturday night here in Milwaukee, he delivered a powerful rebuttal to that at a party dinner. He said, "Don't tell me words don't matter." And he cited some examples of words that did matter a lot, from Martin Luther King, Thomas Jefferson, Franklin Roosevelt. It was a very impressive speech. It turns out that Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick had used those very same examples almost verbatim to rebut charges that he was all talk and no action. Now, Governor Patrick and Senator Obama make no bones about the fact that they've compared notes, and Patrick says he's fine with Obama using his text. But Obama conceded today he probably should have given his friend a credit for using his remarks. And, of course, the Clinton campaign has been trying to make some hay out of this. It's interesting. You go back 20 years when Joe Biden got caught borrowing lines from a British labor politician, Neil Kinnock. It was a Michael Dukakis operative who blew the whistle on him. These days, all of these politicians' speeches are on YouTube, so it's hard for anyone to use someone else's words without attracting attention.
And Obama's and Deval Patrick's actually speeches are side by side on YouTube. Now, we've been talking about the Democratic side, where it's expected to be a very close contest. Sounds like that's not the case on the Republican side.
No, it's really not. Longshot candidate Mike Huckabee is campaigning here. He visited a bowling alley in Milwaukee last night, and he was out on the trail around the state today. He's been urging Wisconsin voters to vote their conscience and not to be swayed by what the establishment is saying about frontrunner John McCain. He says this should be an election but not a coronation. And, of course, Senator McCain picked up the endorsement of former President George H.W. Bush today. That looked to a lot of people, I think, like a coronation.
That was NPR's Scott Horsley speaking to us from Milwaukee. Thank you, Scott.
It's my pleasure, Michelle.